Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here and welcome back to Clarity First. If you're anything like me, sometimes relationships can feel like navigating a minefield. You know that feeling when you say something completely innocent, but it somehow comes out all wrong? Ever find yourself in a heated argument where you both feel unheard? Well, guess what? Stoicism has some powerful wisdom to help us navigate these tricky waters. Today, we're diving into the power of mindful communication, how being more present and intentional with our words can unlock deeper connections and way less drama. Because let's be honest, who wouldn't want that in their life, right? Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that can revolutionize your communication game. First up, listen actively. Think about it. Truly listening means absorbing what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It's about understanding their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Stoics believed in seeking to understand others before being understood, and that makes a world of difference. Imagine how much more productive those tough conversations could be if we actually listened instead of formulating our response while the other person is talking. Second, choose your words wisely. Think about every word you utter like it's a precious gem, because it is. Our words have immense power to build up or tear down. A little kindness, a dash of empathy, and a sprinkle of honesty can go a long way in fostering understanding. Remember that harsh criticism rarely leads to positive change. Stoicism teaches us to focus on constructive feedback instead. Third, be clear and direct. Don't beat around the bush or leave things unsaid. This is especially important when addressing conflict. It might feel uncomfortable, but being upfront about your feelings and needs can prevent misunderstandings and resentment from building up. Stoics believed in honesty and transparency as cornerstones of healthy relationships. Fourth, control your emotions. Ever felt like you exploded in an argument? Yeah, me too. Stoicism emphasizes managing our emotional responses rather than letting them control us. Take a deep breath, pause before reacting, and try to respond with reason instead of impulsively firing back. You'll be amazed how much calmer and more productive those conversations become. Finally, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But show your appreciation for the people in your life can work wonders. A heartfelt thank you or a genuine compliment can go a long way in strengthening bonds and creating a more positive environment. Stoics believe that gratitude is essential for happiness and well-being, both individually and collectively. Now let me paint you a picture. You're having dinner with your partner and things are getting tense. Maybe you're disagreeing about something important or you've had a stressful day. But instead of letting emotions take over, you remember these Stoic principles. You actively listen to their perspective, even if it differs from yours. You choose your words carefully, focusing on expressing your feelings rather than attacking them. You acknowledge your own emotions, taking a moment to breathe and center yourself before responding. And you express gratitude for their presence in your life, reminding yourself of the good things you share together. By applying these principles, even in the heat of the moment, you can transform that potentially explosive situation into a productive conversation filled with understanding and connection. See, Stoicism isn't just about being stoic and emotionless, it's about harnessing those emotions and using them to build stronger relationships. It's about becoming more aware, more intentional, and more present in our interactions. Want to put these ideas into practice right away? Take a few minutes today to reflect on a recent communication with someone you care about. Did you apply any of these Stoic principles? Where could you improve? And remember, every interaction is an opportunity to practice mindful communication and create a more fulfilling life. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to subscribe to Clarity First and share this episode with your friends who are ready to level up their relationships. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom. Keep those minds clear and hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.